Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women. Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Health insurance made easy through It's for Women.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air till 10. It is now a Wednesday. It's the 2nd of July. Dublin is very damp, but the weather is safe and cool when you consider the heat dome, as they're calling it over the continent. We'll never complain about a middling summer again, will we? Until next week, maybe. Get in touch today. The WhatsApp is open to all 32 counties, hence the number 087-032-3232. And you can email us freshenoliver@rte.ie. Yes. Now, are you watching Love Island, by the way, at the moment? Anybody out there still watching that show on Virgin Media 23 or something? I put on the first episode I've ever seen the other night. I'm still not right after it. I mean, it's a medley of lust and stupidity, so it's very watchable. And the men, they're plucked and painted and veneered until they glow in the dark. The women are so injected now, they look like their mouths are pressed against a window. The whole thing looks very... very painful looking. It's tragically undignified, and yet it exists due to demand. And now our guest today has written a novel that's loosely based on the concept of couples in a TV show. But I mean, Love Island seemed really boring after reading this novel, which is called The Compound. It is absolutely addictive. It's a book by a new novelist, Leitrim writer Aisling Rawl. And it is insanely brilliant. In fact, one of our producers, Dave, he plucked it, didn't he, from a pile, and then he read it and he said, "This is incredible." Then I read it and went, "This is unbelievable." 20 desperate and beautiful people in the desert on the telly who get rewarded with stuff to stay in the compound and eject their fellow beauties. And they have to do all these tasks and stuff. And if you love games, if you love just... it's full of just fascinating characters, and I was really mad into it. And as are the New York Times and Good Morning America. So this is going places, The Compound. We'll get to Aisling Rawl later this morning. Looking forward to talking to her. I've never met anyone from Leitrim who isn't anything but sound. So I presume it'll be still the same. Remember we were talking about Leitrim not that long ago because more people had been to Asia in Ireland, Irish people, than Leitrim, which is disgraceful, by the way. 51551 is the text. It is the summer. Usually we're slumping into slow news, but there's so much going on. When Wimbledon is fully on, Djokovic through to the second round, despite having a tummy bug and the fact that he's 38 years of age, seven-time champion. But our friend James Hernandez McCabe, do you remember the son of the Walkinstown builder Patrick, who moved to Australia and married a Filipina nurse Irene? Now James didn't win, but he made his debut in Wimbledon, and he's off to America now for more pro matches over there as they follow their dream. He's only 21 years of age, so that's kind of incredible. Staying in Britain, Keir Starmer humiliated yesterday in a climb down. He's passing a welfare bill. They're doing austerity over there, by the way, in case you haven't been paying attention. He had to pull back on cuts that were planning to disability benefits. Yes, it's really happening in 2025. So they have to go and find £2.5 billion worth of cuts elsewhere. But he's only barely there a year. And by the way, all of this austerity is because of Brexit, but they won't even whisper it anywhere in Britain or the British media or politics or anyway. And we don't talk enough, I think, in Ireland about how we are no longer relying on the British economy like we did for generations. Neither is the north of Ireland either, by the way. Time was, if they sneezed over in Britain, we got a cold north and south. But no longer, ironically due to Brexit, swerving most of our exports towards Europe. So that's happening over there. Trump remains in our heads all of the time. And the Trump administration now raising the possibility of stripping the Democrats' mayoral candidate for New York City of his US citizenship. This is what they're saying is a crackdown against foreign-born citizens convicted of certain offences. Now, Zohran Mamdani isn't convicted of anything. He's only 33 years of age. He was born in Uganda to Indian parents. They come across to America. He becomes a US citizen in 2018, like Elon Musk, who's born in South Africa. But Zohran Mamdani is attracting a lot of media attention since he surprised everyone beating Andrew Cuomo in that mayoral nomination contest for the candidacy of the Democrat Party. And he is vocally supportive for Palestinian rights. So that's at the heart of all of this. The White House said he'll have to be investigated over whether he supported terrorism and therefore his naturalization process was flawed and he could be stripped of his citizenship. Donald Trump was asked about Mam Dani's pledge to stop the ICE agents there, the immigration and customs enforcement people. He says they're masked and they're deporting our neighbours in New York. The president responded, well, we'll have to arrest them then. So that's what's happening over there, which is very, very grim. Now, over here, we have one of the most confusing political stories, I think, for in recent times, the row over fees and university fees. So just recently, Micheál Martin on Morning Ireland, speaking from Japan, because he can't escape this story no matter where he goes in the world, he says cost of living measures will be reduced in the budget. But over the lifetime of the government, the plan is to reduce student fees. But he hasn't said what is going to happen this year to students in college, students coming into college. How much will they have to pay? Because we're still pretending that third level college in Ireland is free. It is not. We've been paying, students have been paying 3,000 a year in contribution fees, they've been called in Orwellian language. That was reduced by 1,000 in cost of living measures. They're getting rid of those cost of living measures. Are you confused? Well, I'll go through the timeline with you. Okay. The Minister for Further and Higher Education is James Lawless, Fianna Fáil. He was on this week's programme on RT. He said, look, the cost of living payments are coming down. They were once-off supports and were clearly described as once-off and not being provided for as a stand. So therefore, the contribution fees paid by many students will revert to what they were before the reduction. So bang, we're in. The fees are going up by €1,000 straight away. And then that night, on Sunday, Simon Harris, the Taoiseach and Minister for Meddling, issued a voice note to Fine Gael TD saying, no, this is not happening at all. The budget will be agreed by government, key input from the party leaders, but it does need to help families with the cost of living. He says the programme for government I've signed up for, it's a programme for government Fine Gael signed up for, commits to reducing fees. He went, ah, so the 1,000 reduction will stay for students until Monday, when James Lawless went on Drive Time and said, well, I welcome the support of Fine Gael. We're all on the same page. What's happening on the same page there now, James? There are challenges. There's no cost of living package. We need to make choices coming to the budget. We'll ask people to work with me. So he was indicating we're back to the 1,000 increase in fee payments. And then, and just to make everything confusing, Simon Harris, Fine Gael, reacted on Tuesday morning, this time yesterday, on his way into cabinet, saying basically, I'm very clear when I signed up, Fine Gael's programme for government commits to reducing college fees and ultimately abolishing them. And so that's, he says, there won't be a big bang series of announcements to take effect before Christmas. So we were back to the 1,000 being off the student contribution. And this is very worrying. The online registration for many students is in a month's time. So they want to know, how much is college going to cost them this year? Miriam Lord always gets to the bottom of things, doesn't she? Yes. Clarity. The opposition's clarion call was clear. They want clarity. Simple enough. Or maybe it isn't. You see, it isn't simple. So what is happening with third level fees this year? Have they gone up by €1,000 with the removal of the government subsidy? Or are they going down as was promised in the programme for government? Can they go up and down and stay the same all at one time? So basically, it's not clear. The man who was in charge of answering the questions was Jack Chambers. Very helpfully, he's in the Minister for Public Expenditure, spending, and a former Minister for Finance. He was Minister for Finance there for half an hour. So he was talking about envelopes. On the back of an envelope, in terms of detail, wrapped up in jargon-laced Mandarin speak, says Miriam Lord. Where was the clarity? Haven't a clue. Maybe Jack's envelope has a see-through window on the front of it. So basically, Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty and Labour's Ivana Bacik and Kino Callan of the Social Democrats, everybody in the opposition, want clarity. Instead, Jack droned on about the fiscal stationery and Micheál Martin chimed in from abroad about the envelope. What is going on? What he could say, the Minister for Further and Higher Education, James Lawless, is going to engage with everybody, but there will not be a one-off cost of living measure in the next budget. We don't know what's happening. One source speaking to the Examiner this morning has hit out at the naivety of Fianna Fáil's Mr. Lawless, stating he doesn't have an understanding of how the process works. Well, that's internal wrangling. We just want to know. We don't have the answer. What's going to happen this year? We don't know. I'm wrecked thinking about it.